Heavenly King, the Comforter and Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, treasure of blessings, giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us of all impurity and save our souls, O good one. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
It is time for the Lord to act. Bless, Master.
Blessed is our God, who is now and ever, and to ages of ages.
Pray for me, Master.
May the Lord direct your steps.
Remember me, Master.
May the Lord God remember you in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages.
Amen. Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto ages of ages.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for the Honorable Priesthood, the Diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord. For this country, its President, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord. For this city, every city and countryside, for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God. To
the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Blessed art thou, O Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul,
and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul,
and forget not all his benefits,
who forgives all your iniquities,
who heals all your diseases,
who redeems your life from the pit,
who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy,
who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow in anger and abounding in steadfast love. He shall not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. The Lord establish his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, all you his saints, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Blessed art thou, O Lord.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
His majesty near the kingdom and power, the glory of the Father, of the Son, of the Spirit, now and ever to ages of ages.
Amen. To the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes and sons of men, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to his earth. On that very day his plans perish. Happy is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is. Executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourner. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he will bring to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Thy God, O Zion, to all generations, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Only begotten Son and immortal Word.
crucify. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, who art one of the Holy Trinity, glorified with the Father and the Holy Spirit,
again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves to one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thou art a good God, and lovest mankind, to thee we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Raised up Adam, the first created,
vouchsafe that I also may turn to repentance with my whole heart, and may ever cry out to thee with fervent faith, remember me, O Savior, in thy kingdom.
Blessed are you, and men shall revile you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
For our sake, he who is without passion became a man subject to the passions, and nailed of his own will to the cross, he hath raised us up with himself. Wherefore we glorify his cross, passion, and resurrection, whereby we have been refashioned, and whereby we also are saved, who cry out,
let us pray to the Lord.
Remember us also in thy kingdom.
Lord, our God, who is appointed in heaven, orders and hosts of angels, and hosts of
angels, and
service
of
thy glory, let the liquor and the peace, and there may be many angels, with all the angels, serving us, and glorify my goodness, unto the earth, and all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages.
Amen. Hath made captive the
dominion of the holy Hades,
and was seen by the murmuring woman, and said to them, Rejoice, that he delivered from corruption the souls of us who ever cry out to him. With the voice of the noble thief, remember us also in thy kingdom.
Glory to the Father.
That with one mind we may worthily glorify the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the unity of the Trinity in three hypostases, unmingled, abiding, simple, indivisible, and unapproachable, for thereby have we been delivered from fiery torment.
Now and ever.
Master, thy mother who gave birth unto thee in the flesh without seed, the true virgin, who remained incorrupt even after giving birth, do we set before thee to make the supplication. Grant forgiveness of our transgressions unto those who ever cry out to thee. Remember us also in thy kingdom.
Wisdom aright, let us attend.
Worship and bow down before Christ. O Son of God, who is risen from the dead, save us who sing to thee. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
O God, who dost dwell in the saints, our hymn by the Savior, of the Lord,
learn from the angel of the glad tidings of the resurrection, and cast off the ancestral curse, exulting in the name of is despoiled, Christ our God is risen, and is granting the world
forgive us every transgression, voluntary and involuntary. Sanctify our souls and bodies, that we may serve thee in holiness all the days of our life. And all the saints, who begin in the world, and well pleasing
of the mystery which is from eternity. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin,
and Gabriel announces grace. So with him let us also cry to the Mother of God. Rejoice, thou who art full of
of grace. The Lord is with
to the Lord
have mercy.
Holy art thou, our God, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
O Lord, save the pious.
O Lord, save the pious.
And hear us.
And hear us.
And unto ages of ages.
Amen. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Command, Master.
Bless is he who cometh in the north.
Bless, Master, the high place.
Bless art thou on the throne of the glory of the King, and set us on the cherubim now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Mighty.
Sihon.
Let us attend.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
How manifold are thy works, O Lord, in wisdom hast thou made them all.
In wisdom hast thou made them all.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou hast been magnified exceedingly.
O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all.
O Lord, how magnified are thy works.
In wisdom hast thou made them all.
Wisdom.
The readings from the epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Galatians.
Let us attend. Bless Mass with the saints.
Brethren, I make known to you that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For neither did I receive it from man, nor did I learn it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in the religion of the Jews, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in the religion of the Jews beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, neither did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him for 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except for James, the brother of the Lord.
Peace be unto the reader.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Go forth, prosper, and reign for the sake of truth, meekness, and righteousness. For thou lovest righteousness and doth hate iniquity.
Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, unto thee do we send up glory. Together with thy fathers, without beginning, thine all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Bless, Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Luke.
May God, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, all laudable apostle and evangelist Luke, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wisdom, let us arise, let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
us at them.
At that time, a certain lawyer stood up and tested Jesus, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise.
Peace be unto thee who has proclaimed the Holy Gospel.
Glory
to thy Spirit.
To thee, O Lord, glory to
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
One God. Today we have a parable, but we also have a dialogue. So it starts as a dialogue, and it turns into a parable, and then it goes back to a dialogue. So we have to address both parts, really, because they play on each other. It begins at the 25th verse, in saying, And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So we have to assume that his intentions weren't altogether good. Otherwise, the scripture wouldn't record it as tempting him. A lawyer, he was not, like we think of today, a secular lawyer, but rather was more like a canon lawyer of the Old Testament teachings, probably a Pharisee. It would describe a Pharisee. So he's tempting him and trying to trip him up somehow because, you know, they did that once or twice, as you'll recall. Or constantly. And so he said to him, and you know, this, when you're really trying to trip someone up, isn't it a pain when they answer you with a question? Right? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? So basically it moves from he's on the spot back to the Pharisee's on the spot. And so the Pharisee answers, and he says the great commandment of all of the Old Testament, the great Shema of Israel, which is from Deuteronomy 6:5, and it is, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy strength, and all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Mm-hmm. So this is everything. You know, we have the New Testament, certainly, but this is absolutely as powerful in the Old and in the New. And if we do this, everything will go well. And it looks fairly easy, doesn't it? Just love God with all of our heart, soul, all. That's all. All of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And our neighbor as ourselves. Okay. Well, the first part's hard, and the second part maybe is even harder. And then it moves on. And so the Lord said to him, Thou hast answered aright. Do this, and thou shalt live. Absolutely. Any of us who can do this will live, no question. But he, speaking of the lawyer again, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Well, it's a really good question. Because from the perspective of a Pharisee, his neighbor would have sort of boundaries out from his life. One would be a fellow Pharisee, definitely a neighbor, especially a well-learned one. That's who you invite to dinner. Maybe a priest or someone of that sort, someone of rank. Definitely my neighbor. Someone who just lives in Jerusalem, they're Jewish, but they're kind of poor and, you know, that sort of thing. Neighbor-ish. Moving on out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out to Samaria, dogs. Definitely not neighbors, dogs. That would be his perspective. So it makes more sense of the parable when we look at it that way. And so he's, you know, he's trying to sort of put it back on Jesus, right? Okay, you got me on the first one. Let's see if we can get you on the second one. Now, the word neighbor in Greek is one who is beside a person. So here's my neighbor, and here's my neighbor, and here's my neighbor. Do you know the names of your neighbors, by the way? It's a pretty good sort of gut check, isn't it? I've got Maureen on one side and Don and Judy on the other. And but I don't know them very well. You know, we say hi in the backyard, and that's about it. Most of us don't know our neighbors anymore, really, do we? And we also have sort of our categories, neighbors, people in the church, people in our family, neighbors, people that we see here and there and kind of know, neighbors. Whoop. How many dogs do we have? Enemies, you know, that sort of thing. So we parse them out as well. We're pretty good Pharisees in our own rights. And so the lawyer, willing to justify himself, said, "Who is my neighbor?" So he thinks maybe he can get him on this one, because it's a controversial issue. Who really is my neighbor? And so Jesus answering said, and now he moves out of the dialogue into the parable. He'll come back out of the parable into the dialogue toward the end. "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead." Well, the fathers comment on this from all different angles, but they all essentially agree in their perspective on it. So they all look at Jerusalem as the holy city, which it is. So it's symbolic in that sense, in the way we use symbolic. It's symbolic in that he goes down 3,300 feet, which is very similar. There are many similarities in this parable to that of the prodigal son. It's very similar to it. He's down from Jerusalem and he falls. He falls down to Jericho. At that time, Jerusalem was the holy city. Jericho was known to have many thieves along the road and that sort of thing. This is why people would tend to travel in groups rather than alone, because they would get robbed and things like that, common on the highways at that time. So this man went down from Jerusalem, left the holy place, went down to a fallen place, and he fell among thieves, which would be expected there. The fathers see the thieves as demons, primarily. Now, it works on every level. It could be it's thieves in the real sense of people who will steal your things. But it also primarily describes demons because they spiritualize it in a good way. "Fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment." In other words, this is where it's similar to the prodigal son, where his virtues were taken away. Gabriel, are you lost? Want to be careful what road you're on, son. So he stripped him of his raiment, and it says that he wounded him. They wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. So the literal thieves beat him up and hurt him badly and left him there on the side of the road half dead, in the sense that he couldn't take care of himself at that point. He couldn't get up and move or anything like that. He was in bad shape. And of course, this is how the demons leave people. They strip them of their virtues. They wound them with passions of various kinds. And then they leave people half dead. And many people are. So they're lying there half dead. They can't move anymore. They can't take care of themselves. They're on the side of the road waiting for help. And the fathers comment on the half-dead statement in the sense that they say that no one is ever fully dead, that everyone being made in the image and likeness of God, the demons, no matter what they do, cannot destroy this part of humankind. But a person is never altogether lost, hopeless, impossible, or anything like that, because that part is always there, waiting to be awakened again, waiting for someone to help it, waiting to be brought back to full life. And then, by chance, came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. That's kind of how I feel every time I pull up to one of those exits, you know, where the person's out there looking very pitiful with stuff, and I can't decide, you know, sometimes, well, how legitimate does that look? Do I give them something? No, I think I'll just look ahead. Pretend I don't see them. You know how it is. And so the priest represents the law. Then the next one who comes along is a Levite. He did the same thing. He went to the other side and passed by, avoiding the person. So he represents the prophet. So the fathers see this as the Lord describing that the law and the prophets are not enough to heal the man. They could help him, but they couldn't really heal him. We could also say that the secular humanist went by and looked at the man across the road, stepped to the other side and said, I love people, I just don't like individuals. You could say that the evolutionary biologist went by and looked at the man and said, ah, survival of the fittest, too bad for you, buddy. More for me to eat. You could say that a rationalist went by and looked at the man on the side of the road and said, what would it take to help him? Too much trouble. Not going to do it. Move along. And you could just kind of go down that track and down that track. All of which could describe us at any given time, couldn't it? Especially the rationalist, maybe. All right. Then the parable tells us that a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came by where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Okay, this is the big juxtaposition, because the Samaritan represents Christ. And very often the Pharisees call Jesus a Samaritan. Because it's kind of like, we have words like that today that we don't say the words, we just say the first letter, right? The this word or the that word or the other word. And we don't use them. And that's the way Samaritan was. We have to understand it as that. It's a huge insult. You know, they don't pray right. They don't have the right gene pool. It's insulting because they try to be like us, but they don't know what they're doing and so on and so on and so forth. So they really hate the Samaritans. They really do. And this is why Jesus often makes a Samaritan a good guy in the parables, because he wants to break them out of this sort of categorical hate they have for groups of people. And so the Samaritan, it says, as he came, went to the man, it said he had compassion on him. The literal translation is his inner heart was moved toward him. It's really beautiful if you think about it, you know, not just he was sort of moved, but, you know, his heart was pierced. His inner heart was moved to help him. And so he went to him. It tells us that he bound up his wounds, poured in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to the inn to take care of him. Very big sentence. And when the fathers speak of this, and as I break it down, you'll see, I remember when I first started reading these things, these patristic things, I'd kind of go, well, that's a stretch, but I guess you could get that out of that. But now I believe that this is exactly what the Lord was saying. You know, what they tell us is exactly what he was saying. So it says then that this man went, the Samaritan washed and bound him up. They see this as an image of baptism. That what happens at baptism is that the wounds are bound and new clothing, white, just like this. That's a baptismal garment right there. That clothing is put on the man. So he's restored through baptism. Oil is poured into his wounds. And oil, of course, is chrismation. So it gives, he gives them a new garment, gives them the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then wine is poured in. Now, there are all physical reasons, you know, for this. These all relate to medical issues, but they have a deeper meaning as well. And of course, the wine is the Eucharist that he will give him in order to sustain his soul as he goes forward. Then he says he put him on his own beast. The fathers see this as Christ bearing our sins for us on the cross. So he put him on his own beast, walked next to him, and carried him to the inn. And of course, you know what the inn is, right? The inn is the church. That's right. As a matter of fact, when you see, I don't know of all the icons, but there's a beautiful icon of the Good Samaritan. And when they bring him into the inn, you know, there are two innkeepers. Icons don't behave themselves. They don't do what they're supposed to. So they bring him to the inn, and who are the two innkeepers? Peter and Paul, which they are. So that's a hint to us. And he, when he brings him to the inn, he says he stays up with him all night and takes care of him, nurses his wounds, and cares for him. And on the morning, before he departed, he took 2 pence, which sounds like 2 pennies maybe, not much, but basically this was enough to pay for the inn for about a month. So it was a good amount. And he gave it to the hosts and said to them, take care of him, and whatsoever you need or you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you. So he's essentially giving the innkeeper a carte blanche. In other words, just give him everything he needs. I'll take care of it. It's all covered. Now, back to the dialogue. Turns to the Pharisee, to the lawyer, and says, which of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And the Pharisee is kind of in a bad position now because he doesn't really want to answer it. So listen to what he says. He that showed mercy on him. Do we hear Samaritan? No, we don't hear Samaritan, just he. You know, the guy, the third guy. Whatever he was. I don't remember quite what you said. But it was the third guy, the one that showed compassion on him. Because obviously it pierced his heart. He knows the truth of this and he can't avoid it. And then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Well, he has a whole new commission in life now, doesn't he? It's entirely different than he had at the beginning of this dialogue. Be careful when you talk to Jesus. You might get more than you expect. It will be good for you. It will be true. It will be right. But it might blow you right out of your comfort zone big time, as it well should. Okay, just 2 things at the end. One is this issue of neighbor. What he's doing for us is he's making this absolutely clear that who is our neighbor? Who is our neighbor? Only everyone made in the image and likeness of God. That's all. You don't have to deal with anyone else. However, that includes everyone on the face of the earth, doesn't it? What about groups that you hate? Races that you hate or dislike or afraid of or that sort of thing? What about your enemies? All are neighbors. So he makes this great gulf in order to inform us that there is no gulf. There can't be a gulf. That it has to be that everyone is our neighbor. So we have to walk away from the parable seeing this and accepting this. The second thing is about the inn. Now, what the Good Samaritan did was to bring him to the inn. Okay? So that's the same commission that we have. If we are to follow Christ, if we are growing in his image and in his likeness, when we see people in that position, half dead, it's our job as well to bind up their wounds, to care for them, to do the things that we can do, and if they're willing, to bring them to the inn so that they can be taken care of. And once they're at the inn, and this is especially important, this is where they truly get taken care of. This is the spiritual hospital for the soul. This is the place where all of us are here for the same reason. And all of us are innkeepers and broken people all at once. Yes, Peter and Paul are shown in the icon, but everyone is an innkeeper. An inn requires a lot of people doing different things. And we all have that responsibility. And what is really unfortunate is that from time to time, we forget that we are innkeepers, and we kind of go, that guy's really sick. I don't want anything to do with him. Or this person is really annoying, or whatever the case may be. Well, we're in the hospital together for a reason. The only ones that the church ever kicks out are the ones that run around and start pulling the IVs out and giving, you know, changing the medications and things like that. Those are called heretics. You know, when you give a sick person the wrong medicine, it's going to hurt them. So the heretics, they get the boot. Other than that, we're all in this balanced world of sick and helpful. Sick and helpful. Henry Nouwen called it the wounded healers, because that's really what it is. We're never so healthy and so well that we have it all together and we become just the one. But we're always living with both things. We're living with that balance. And if we're over on this side a lot more than we are on this side at any given time, and it happens, it doesn't mean that we can't do this. It just means that this is more where our focus is. If we're on this side more at a given time, perhaps we can be more helpful with others. But ultimately, we must not get terribly upset and annoyed and make difficult things relative to our fellow people who are in the inn, especially sometimes when they're in the most unfortunate state, when it's difficult to deal with them, when they're frustrating or whatever the case may be. We still need to care for them. The inn is supposed to be, ideally, the safest place on earth. And we can either make it that, or we can make it a place of gossip and difficulty and that sort of thing. If you've ever read C.S. Lewis's wonderful book, Screwtape Letters, you'll remember that it's a demon who is making every effort to tempt a human being, and he's a trainee. So the senior demon is training him. The junior demon is doing the job of tempting this guy and hopefully, you know, making him lunch for them eventually is how they talk about it. And at a certain point, the guy starts going to church. So the very chagrined young demon goes to the older one and says, oh my goodness, he started going to church. What do we do? The older demon says, no problem. Don't worry about it. We do our best work in church. Okay. And I fear that's true. So let's be careful. Let's be careful and realize that that the inn is a place both of people who need healing and people who help with healing. And let's be patient with both sides, and let's make sure that in the inn we don't hurt people, but rather our focus is always on helping them, healing them, and restoring them, or being that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Yep.
All the movement.
Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say... Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Again, we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord.
Again, we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord.
Door open a little, please. Door open a little, please.
Again, we pray for the blessed and ever-memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever-memorable founders of this holy house, and for all our fathers and brethren, amen, the Orthodox, departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, the brethren of this holy house, and for the pardon and remission of their sins. Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord may have mercy on them, that he may teach them the word of truth, that he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he may unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, ye catechumens.
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever to ages of ages.
For the faithful church.
Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace pray unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom.
For unto thee I do all glory, honor, and worship of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever to the ages of ages.
Amen. Pace et pace mirum gospodo. Pomolencia. Zastu peace, pasi, pomilui, e so credi nas, Boje, tvoje, u blago datiu. Pray, mudro.
Iacoda pader, javu, viu, tevius regner canimi. Tebe slava vasalayam, ot sve sina svetum ado, inini I prisno vo veki veko.
Blessed Mass of the Censor.
Most bound the desires of pleasure before the Lord of the Parts, so near to serve your King and glory, and those who is great and also in the heavenly parts of the sun, and speed of mine, and slough of mine, and those who may know that change of alteration, and not for your sins, be the Lord. Most men, come to us in the sea, and see us, 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 who are born on the throne of the cherubim, our Lord is there for the King of Israel, and our glory is best in the saints. Therefore I entreat thee, the Lord our good and righteous, and look down on me, a sinful and unprofitable sermon, cleanse my soul and heart and evil conscience by the power of the Holy Spirit, enable me to enclose the grace of the priesthood to stand before this thy holy table and perform the sacred mystery of thy holy pure body and precious blood. For I draw near to thee, and bowing my neck, I implore thee, do not turn the face away from me, cast me out from among thy children, but make me thy sinful and unworthy servant, worthy to offer gifts to thee. For thou art he that offers and is offered, accepts and is distributed, O Christ our God. To thee do we send a glory together with thy fathers without beginning, thine all holy good and life creating spirit, now and ever and through ages of ages. Amen. Excuse me, bye.
Where did these come from? I asked them earlier and it said there weren't any.
Florence and Anna, Vadim, Marina, Oleg, Boris, Yelena, Vladimir, and Lorena. Anna and Athanasius. Okay, take them. Let us, who mystery represent the cherubim, and enchant the thrice holy hymn of life, creating Trinity, and lay aside all earth.
That we may receive the King of all, who comes invisibly and born by the angelic hosts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
See the King of all who comes invisibly aboard by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
That we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly aboard by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Father's peace, forgive me.
Your hands unto the holies and bless the Lord.
Does that help to hold it like that?
Yeah. That way it doesn't slip halfway. I'm not sure about pulling on the back of it or finish the knot, but.
Beatitude, the most blessed Tikhon Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence, the most Reverend Benjamin Archbishop of San Francisco in the West, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Those who are sick, suffering alone, despondent, mourning, or in need, may the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom, the clergy, the monastics, the venerable benefactors of this holy house. May the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom, all those who have gone before us, our fathers and mothers in Christ, great saints and righteous believers, who have delivered unto us the saving faith, those who have gone before us whom we love, our loved ones, fathers, mothers, and relatives who have reposed. May the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom, you and all Orthodox Christians. May the Lord God remember in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Noble Joseph, having taken a most pure body down from a tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb, a tomb with body, soul, and healthy from the cross of Christ, bearing all things bright and new, a chamber, thy tomb of Christ is the font of our resurrection. Joseph, having taken the most pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb. Good glory, in thy pleasure and the sight, let the walls of Jerusalem be builded. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar.
Remember me, brothers and consolbrants.
The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow.
The Holy Spirit shall minister together with us all the days
remember
of our life.
Remember me, Holy Master
God. Remember you in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, into ages of ages. Amen.
Alleluia.
Lord God Almighty, O Lord, our Holy, accept the sacrifice, praise the soul, to call upon with their heart, accept also prayer.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord.
Name the gift of spiritual sacrifice, and make us worthy to find grace in this sight.
For the precious gifts now offered, let us pray to the Lord.
May dwell upon us. These gifts are offered all thy people.
For yours, Father Kevin. For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. And angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our goal.
Begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thy most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
And lovely Lord, this week for us, my firm foundation, my peace, my deliver. Love thee, Lord.
Let us love one another, that with one mind we may confess. And
the Holy Spirit,
Christ in our midst,
the Trinity
Christ in our midst,
and ever shall be.
Amen.
The doors in wisdom let us attend.
One God the Father Almighty,
Maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father before all ages, Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins, I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Amen.
a sacrifice of praise.
In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy Spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right to worship the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence and undivided.
It is meet and right to him thee to bless thee, praise thee, give thanks unto thee, worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same. Thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Thou it was who brought us from non-existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst also raise us up again, didst not cease to do all things, until thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with the kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, to thine only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things which we know and which we do not, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, whether manifest or unseen, and we thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands. Though there stand by thee thousands of archangels, hosts of angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, who soar aloft and are borne on their wings, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying, blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind, we also cry aloud and say, Holy art thou, and all holy, thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Holy art thou, and all holy, magnificent is thy glory. Who so loved the world as to give thine only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who, when he had come and fulfilled all the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was given up, or rather gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy, pure, and blameless hands, and when he had given thanks, blessed it, held it, and broken it. He gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you for the remission of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Remembering this saving commandment, all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and thy second and glorious coming, thine own of thine own we offer unto thee, in behalf of all and for all. Again, we offer unto thee this ritual and bloodless worship, and we ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee, send down thy Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered. O Lord, who didst send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, and O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us to pray unto thee.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Lord, who didst send down thy most holy Spirit at the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him as we pray unto thee.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
O Lord, who didst send down thy most holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him as we pray unto thee. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me.
Let's master the holy bread.
And make this bread to be the most precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Let's master the holy cup.
That which is within this cup, this precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both, Master.
Making this change by thy most holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Remember the sacred Acts, kingdom not ever in the ages of ages. That they may be to those who partake for vigilance of soul, remission of sins, communion of the Holy Spirit, fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, boldness for thee, not for judgment nor condemnation. Again we offer unto thee this rational worship of those who have fallen asleep in faith, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. Holy Prophet, Brother, and Baptist John, who are so laudable apostles, and of the apostles whom we commemorate in this day, supplication look upon us, O God. Remember those who fall asleep in hope of resurrection, Fathers Thomas, Athanasius, and David, and grant them rest of life that count in times on them. Again we entreat thee, remember, Lord, Holy Orthodox Episcopal, who rightly teaches the word of truth, priesthood in Christ, diaconate in Christ, and every order to clergy. Again we offer this rational worship of the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, those who live in chastity and holiness of life, all the civil authorities, grant the Lord peaceful times, that we in their tranquility may lead a calm and peaceful life, now godless and sanctity. Remember, Lord, the city in which we dwell, every city and country, and those who in faith dwell. Remember, Lord, travelers by land, sea, and air, the sick, the suffering, captives, their salvation, O Lord. Remember the churches poor and open and great mercies. Among the first, remember, Lord, his beatitude, our Metropolitan Tegon, his eminence, Archbishop Benjamin. Grant them for thy holy churches, in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth. Remember, Lord, those who have asked for our prayers, Bishops John and Paul, Deacon Mark, Marishka Barbara, Nana Sadia, Sophia Gabriel Alban, Chapel Elijah Greg, Ariana Lizzie, Eva Nina, Erica Amelia, Veronica, Johan, Philippa, James, Nadia, Sadie, Lawrence, Antasar, Saul B., Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Carrie, Ed, Melissa, Tim, Jill, Zani, Ryan, Nadia, Eileen, Dalton, Andy and Heidi, the priest David, Natasha, Jen, Lola and Hannah, those of recent repose, Zoya, Michael, Natalie Scott, Albert Park, Brent and Dave, those who are with child, Miriam, Lucia, Nona, Priscilla, Sarah, Anna, Stacy, Lena, Jessica, Olga, and Chalcedon. And grant that with one mouth and one heart we may praise thine all honorable majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ shall be with you all.
Having remembered all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
For the partake of the heavenly dread mysteries, sacred spiritual table of pure conscience, remission of sins, forgiveness of transgressions, communion of the Holy Spirit. Inherits the kingdom of heaven and boldness toward thee, not for condemnation,
O Lord.
Our God,
who loves mankind, receiving them upon his holy, heavenly, and ideal altar as a sweet spiritual fragrance, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant
Having asked for the unity of faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Твой силе и слава, Отцвой Сына и Святаго Духа, ныне и присно во веки веков. Мир всем.
Слави ваша, Господи, ви преклонития.
Eternal Lord Jesus Christ, out of our dwelling place, so glory like Him, come sanctify us and assist on high with the Father, and confess our prayers with almighty hand, strong prayers, pure body, and precious one, bless all thy people. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. Oh God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me.
Let us attend.
Holy things are for the holy.
Divine that for the holy bread, divine and solemn bread, both do not disunite the eat, but sever the same sanctity and super take
the glory of
God the Father.
Precious holy body of our Lord God,
and Savior Jesus Christ, God, and Sacred Deacon John, and Lucius, and Sponsor of the Lost, and Christmas holy body of Jesus Christ, God, and Sacred Deacon Chuckle, and Lucius, and Sponsor of the Lost.
That thou art truly Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thy own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and deed, and knowledge and ignorance. And thou bring me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communion. For I will not reveal thy mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as to Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee, remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
I have loved the new.
house and the place where thy glory dwelleth. Destroy not my soul with the ungodly, nor my life with men of blood, in whose hands are iniquities, their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, in mine innocence have I walked. Redeem me, O Lord, and have mercy on me. My foot hath stood in uprightness, in the congregations will I bless thee, O Lord.
O Lord, I have loved thy name. Beauty of thy house, and the place where thy glory dwells.
Behold, I draw near unto our mortal King and God.
Give unto me, Master, the blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, and granted unto Sacred Deacon John for the remission of sins and for life everlasting. Amen. Behold, this is touched thy lips, purgeth thy iniquities, take away thy sins. Amen, amen, amen. Precious holy blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the Sacred Deacon, cup for the remission of sins and for everlasting. Behold, this is touched thy lips, purgeth thy iniquities, take away thy sins. Amen, amen, amen.
God and with faith and love draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and hath appeared unto us.
For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance, and vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body. Sovereign God, Lawrence receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. God, Anna receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Mother Barbara receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of her sins and for life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Of God, Senior receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Window. Window.
Open the window. Amen. Of God, Maria receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
I
Sacrament of God, Anna receives on this prayer. She's body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen.
Connie. Nicholas receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
I will exalt thee, O my God, in my King, and I will bless thy name.
Amen. God also receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. God, Theophany, I receive the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Of God, Helena receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
You sing many years to the Latins today.
You want to?
Yeah, okay. I do want to.
Good.
Precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Mushka Elizabeth receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Sovereign God Nicholas receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Anna receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
I shuffled to Lori, but I didn't get over to Anna.
Sovereign
God Joseph receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Sovereign God Michael receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Handmaid of God Veronica receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God Christopher receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God Lois receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God Bridget receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen. Son of God, Achilles receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Child of God, Arisa receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the healing of soul and life everlasting.
Amen. Martha.
Handmaid of God, Martha. Martha receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Servant of God Seraphim receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God Monica receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Monica 2.0.
Yeah. Monica, too, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Isaac. Servant of God Isaac receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
seals in his precious body, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who will show us the life of the last.
Amen.
Santa, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
So God, and he receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Sermon God, James receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
God, everyone receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Sermon God, Luke receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Shemiron receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Of God, Ruth receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Sir God, Ignatius receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. City receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Faithful is the Lord in all his word and holy in all his works. The Lord upholdeth all that are
made. God, Galila receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Reader John receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Of God, Anna receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Reader Gerald receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Son of God, Needless receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We venerate thy cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. For thou art our God, and we know no other than thee, we call on thy name. Come, all you faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. For behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection. For by enduring the cross for us, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord is shown on you. Exult now and be glad, O Zion. Be radiant, O pure Theotokos, in the resurrection of your Son. O Christ, great and most holy Pascha, wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we may more perfectly partake of thee in the never-ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, O Lord, the sins of all those who have been remembered here by thy precious blood through the prayers of all thy saints.
Amen.
Amen.
Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
We have received a heavenly spirit. We have found the true faith, worshiping the undivided Trinity, who has saved us.
Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let our mouth be filled with thy praise, O Lord, that we may sing of thy glory. For thou hast made us worthy to partake of thy holy
Good job. red retrievers.
Keep us in thy holiness, all the day we may meditate upon thy righteousness.
Let us attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly life, creating and awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God. For thou art our sanctification, unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Time for the United States of America. So that is a Trumpa. Trumpa.
Save the people's land and inheritance. Protect the fullness of your church. Sanctify the gospel of the view of every cause.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from henceforth and forevermore. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In the Lord shall my soul be praised. Let the meek hear and be glad.
The fulfillment of the prophecies filled with Father's dispensation, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, so we sound over into ages of ages.
Amen.
Father, is it Martin's birthday last week as well?
Yeah, that's why I said
this book.
The Latins.
Latins?
Okay. I mean, you use their names, but
sure. And we told them, do we know she's going to do the veterans too? So I don't know. Mm-hmm. You want me to do the veteran?
Oh. Oh. Okay. Of course.
Will do.
And save him out of all his tribulations. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that hopeth in him.
What's that?
What is that?
Right here?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like Psalm 33. Yeah. The blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, God, our hope. Glory be to thee.
Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
May Christ, our true God, who rose from the dead through the prayers of his most pure mother, the Holy Ghost, all the audible apostles, especially the apostles whom we commemorate in this day, Erastus, Olympius, Heradion, Cecil Peter, Quadratus, Taratius, of the 70,
And of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loveth mankind.
Amen.
He's the
most blessed Jesus.
Yes.
Arch. Very arch.
Thing I'm going to tell. I'm glad to add prop to this list.
A prosperous life, peace, health, salvation, and furtherance in all good things grant, O Lord, unto thy servants, the Archpriest Nicholas and Matushka Barbara, and those veterans who have served in the armed forces everywhere, and preserve them for many years.
Many.
Olympius Haradian Sisipato Quatus and Tertus. Good morning and welcome to everyone. The schedule has a couple of extra things on it this week, starting with on Tuesday evening there's a parish council meeting. You all, those on the parish council, got an email for that, but just to remind you, that'll be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. And then on Thursday we have catechism in the evening. I'm trying to find a liturgy on here somewhere. Saturday, that's right, the Apostle Matthew. Oh, I wonder how that happened. Okay, so liturgy, 8 o'clock matins, 9 o'clock liturgy on Saturday morning, and regular things on Sunday.
few announcements. Tells you how to use Amazon Smile. You must all know how to do that. And then we have an end-of-life planning workshop today that will kind of fit in with brunch. So it will be inescapable. You'll have to hold your ears if you don't want to hear it. And study discussion group for the older adults of the parish. They were feeling envious of the young adults. So this is the old adults. They also wanted Deacon John, so they get Deacon John. It's at the Avelings. The time and everything is there. So overwhelm them, you know, park down the street and all that good stuff. And are there other announcements I'm missing? Yes.
Yeah.
This better be good.
It is.
Okay.
It is. It's Justina Gokey and I have gotten together to do a bracelet bead party this coming 16th Saturday at 2 o'clock in the fellowship hall. So everybody's welcome.
Okay. Angie is the bead maven, so you've got to come to her to learn.
And Justina.
And Justina, okay. Anyone else? What? What book is it? Oh, okay. All right. Is that one you're using?
Yeah.
Okay. You mean like young adults could read it? Okay. All right. Fair enough. This was left in the balcony. I think it belongs to a child, but it has some bucks in it. So I didn't want them to lose it. So if you're a kiddo and this is yours, we'll give it to you. Oh, well, okay. All right, we'll check up there too then. All right, that was purse. Next is that a purse? Is it yours? It's yours?
No.
Just because it has money in it? How much money is in there?
Announcement.
Announce.
If your little child brought an adapter from keyboard from choir room, then it's ours. We want it back. Somebody just took it.
What is it?
It's a plug-in for my keyboard. You cannot plug in a keyboard. It's expensive. Saying metronome is missing and plug-in from keyboard. If your child has it in his pocket, it's ours.
Okay. So check your kids for metronomes before they leave today. About that size, right?
Adapter.
Adapter.
Plug-in. Okay. We cannot right. plug it in now.
All right. We'll get you one. We'll get you an adapter. All right. And so starting next Sunday, November 17th, 24th, and December 1st, we will have classes here in church, adult ed, all age ed, after liturgy. So you have a chance to get coffee, get some food, then you can come back upstairs. And John Robinson will be teaching it, and Rob Bertson, and... It will be on the prologue of John. In other words, the John the Theologian's introduction in the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and so on and so forth. Very important to understand the Greek version of that, to fully understand it, and that's what he's going to work on. He's going to break it down for us, and so it'll be a wonderful opportunity to really take a deep dive into the prologue of St. John. And if he does a good job, then we'll make him preach the Paschal Sermon this year, since that will be the text. All right, look out. And so that's the next 3 weeks, about 40-45 minute lecture and then questions. You can probably grab a few questions in the midst of it. And let's see. Then next Sunday at about 9 o'clock, 9 plus, we'll have proskuneti out here. We do that once a year. That's for catechumens and anyone else who wants to see how that's done if you've never seen it. So, again, you have to come early, but about 9:15-ish, we'll set up out here and we'll do the proskuneti that we normally do inside. It's very interesting if you've never seen it. It's something you should do once. And then our patristic quote for today, I have to read twice because it's very short but very deep. This is St. John Chrysostom. Happiness can only be achieved by looking inward and learning to enjoy whatever life has, and this requires transforming greed into gratitude. So happiness can only be achieved by looking inward and learning to enjoy whatever life has. And this requires transforming greed into gratitude. May you be happy this week. Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God.
I thank thee, O Lord my God, for thou hast not rejected me a sinner, but hast made me worthy to be a partaker of thy holy things. I thank thee, for thou hast permitted me, the unworthy, to commune of thy most pure and heavenly gifts. But O Master, who lovest mankind, who for our sakes didst die and rise again, and gave us these awesome and life-creating mysteries for the good and sanctification of our souls and bodies, let them be for the healing of soul and body, the repelling of every adversary, the illumining of the eyes of my heart, the peace of my spiritual powers, of faith unashamed, a love unfeigned, the fulfilling of wisdom, the observing of thy commandments, the receiving of thy divine grace, and the attaining of thy kingdom. Preserved by them in thy holiness, may I always remember thy grace, and live not for myself alone, but for thee, our Master and Benefactor. May I pass from this life in the hope of eternal life, and so attain to the everlasting rest, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing, and the gladness of those who behold the goodness of thy countenance is unending. For thou art the true desire and the ineffable joy of those who love thee, O Christ, O God, and all creation sings thy praise forever. Amen. O Master Christ, our God, King of the ages, maker of all things, I thank thee for all the good things thou hast given me, especially for the communion with thy most pure and life-creating mysteries. I pray thee, O gracious lover of man, preserve me under thy protection beneath the shadow of thy wings. Enable me even to my last breath to partake worthily and with a pure conscience of thy holy things, for the remission of sins and unto life eternal. For thou art the bread of life, the fountain of holiness, the giver of all good, and to thee we ascribe glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Freely thou hast given me thy body for my food, O thou who art a fire consuming the unworthy. Consume me not, O my Creator, but instead enter into my members, my veins, my heart. Consume the thorns of my transgressions, cleanse my soul and sanctify my reasonings. Make firm my knees and body, illumine my five senses, nail me to the fear of thee. Always protect, guard, and keep me from soul-destroying words and deeds. Cleanse me, purify me, and adorn me. Give me understanding and illumination. Show me to be a temple of thy one Spirit and not the home of many sins. May every evil thing, every carnal passion flee from me as from a fire, as I become thy tabernacle through communion. I offer thee as intercessors all the saints, the leaders of the bodiless hosts, thy forerunner, the wise apostles, and thy pure and blameless mother. Accept their prayers and their love, O my Christ, and make me thy servant, a child of light. For thou art the only sanctification and light of our souls, O good one, and to thee, our Master and God, we ascribe glory day by day. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let thy holy body be my eternal life, thy precious blood my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on the right hand of thy glory at thine awesome second coming. Through the prayers of thy most pure mother and of all thy saints, O most holy Lady Theotokos, the light of my darkened soul, my Pope, my protection, my refuge, my rest, and my joy, I thank you, for you have permitted me, the unworthy, to be a partaker of the most pure body and precious blood of your Son. Give the light of understanding to the eyes of my heart, you that gave birth to the true light. Enliven me, who am deadened by sin, you that gave birth to the fountain of immortality. Have mercy on me, O loving Mother of the merciful God. Grant me compunction and contrition of heart, humility in my thoughts, and a release from the slavery of my own reasonings. And enable me, even to my last breath, to receive the sanctification of the most pure mysteries for the healing of soul and body. Grant me tears of repentance and confession, that I may glorify you all the days of my life. For you are blessed and greatly glorified forever. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon has enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty. It has revealed to us the heights of humility. Teaching us by your words, O Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the word Christ our God to save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You were revealed as the sure foundation of the Church, granting our man a lordship which cannot be taken away, sealing it with your precepts, O venerable and heavenly Father, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Steadfast protectress of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, do not despise the cry of us sinners, but in your goodness come speedily to help us to call on you in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and to intercede for us, O Theotokos, for you always protect those who honor you. Lord of mercy, 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 Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and to the ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. To Theotokos we magnify you. In the name of the Lord, Father, bless.